And let us look at a few verses in the Bible. The Bible says many things to us each, collectively and individually. And I'd just like to turn to this wonderful book, because it is a wonderful, wonderful book. Now, when we read just a verse, and it's found in Isaiah, chapter 1, and verse 18. And it says this: "Come now, and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool." Now the next one is in Hebrews chapter 4. Hebrews chapter 4. It's only a part of a verse, and it's found in verse 7. And it says here, "Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts." Now the last one will be found in Proverbs chapter 27. Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 1. And it says here, "Boast not thyself of tomorrow, for thou knowest not what a day may bring forth." Now I'm sure the Lord will bless the reading of his precious word. Now I'd just like to take out three words from these three scriptures. And the first one is in Isaiah, and it says, "Come now." And the next one is in Hebrews, and it says, "Today." And the next one is in Proverbs chapter 27, and it says, "Tomorrow." And tonight I want to direct my message, or should I say, God's message, because I feel this is what he's laid on my heart. And I've been looking at this all week, and I've been writing it and rewriting it. So if you bear with me, I would just like to present this gospel message as I found it. Now, to some, whether they realize it or not, maybe listening to this gospel message for the last time, you may have heard the gospel many, many times in the past, and also at various times in your life. And could I say you've really been concerned concerning your soul's salvation? Even stood at the very brink of saying yes to God's Son. But today, and yes, right now, you're further away from taking that step than you've ever been. And sad to say, like it said in one of your verses, you've hardened your heart. But listen, we have, those that are saved, have a loving, gracious, patient God. And he's made it possible for you this evening to hear the gospel message. And I say this evening, and I mean today. And I'm sure God knows everything, and he knows how many times you've had a chance in simple faith to accept Christ as your Saviour, and you've turned your back. And possibly it was at home, possibly here in this gospel hall, and you just walked out that door just thinking about God's salvation. But God loves you, and even though you've turned your back on Him, and this evening He has decided to give you one more chance. And could I use these words again? Now, today, take that chance. Listen to God's voice speaking to you, and take Christ as your personal Saviour. You know, we can't decide on your soul's salvation. It's your decision, and it will determine where you spend your destiny. And once again, will it be heaven or hell? Furthermore, it's only the love, mercy, and grace of God that you're here tonight, or listening on the internet. Not a thing I'm very proud about, because it's one thing I don't know much about, the internet. But people listen to many things on the internet. Now, in 2 Peter, we read a verse that says that God is long suffering to us, Lord, and He's willing that none should perish, but all should come to the knowledge and truth of His gospel and come to repentance. And perhaps this is your last chance to accept Christ as your Saviour. Or I wonder if once again you'll turn your back on the one who loves you, and gave His only Son at the place called Calvary. You know, it's a great offer God gives. It's bad enough to hear people say they don't need a Saviour. You know, it's worse when they say, I don't want one. And everybody needs Christ as a Saviour. Whether they realise it or not, they're telling God, by their actions at least, take a chance. Get saved some other day. Listen to what God says with love. Or could I say, I'm sorry about that. But the road to hell is paved with great intentions. Now let's look at some other scriptures which we can find these three words. First of all, the first scripture we read in Proverbs 21 in today's message. God warns not to boast thyself of tomorrow. For thou knowest not what a day may bring forth. And how true that is. Did I say yesterday there was a lot of people on earth who expected to be alive today? Most of them probably are, and in fair health. Some just like you, delaying their decision. Someday for them, their someday never came. In Acts chapter 24, we read another story. There was a man privileged to hear the gospel. And he was convicted of his need of a saviour, that he actually trembled. And what did he do? He put it off. Told Paul to go away. This time, when I have a more convenient season, I will call on thee. You never read when that man who was the governor, Felix, ever had a convenient season or another chance to hear God's word from Paul. Will you this evening spurn your chance to be saved? It reads in Matthew chapter 16. I always get this wrong because it's not the way you say it, but what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Continually trifling with your soul salvation, to me and to many in this hall, it's not, and could I say with grace, it's not a good idea. In James, we are reminded again of the brevity of life. And it says, whereas you know not what shall be on tomorrow or morrow, for what is your life or mine? It seems a vapor that appears for a little time, then vanishes away. Don't be like the rich man, the foolish man, Luke 12. Now these are all parables. And it says here, this man was blessed by God, that he did not have any room in his barns in which to store his fruits that the Lord had given him. So he decided to tear down his barns and to build greater barns. And it says in verse 19, and this is from God, so there was much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. Then we read in the verse, but God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall these things be? which thou hast provided. Nobody knows, and I'm sure this applies to every one of us, what lies round the corner, or what lies ahead of us, but God. And could I say with love, don't put off your decision. We can do nothing to save ourselves. All is completed at the place called Calvary by the finished work of God's only well beloved Son. God wants you to get saved, and especially today, possibly tonight, if you will hear His voice, harden not your heart. You know, it's possible that a loving God could stop giving you these chances. An opportunity to get saved. We read in Genesis chapter 6. God says, "My spirit shall not always strive with man." And that means the time to be saved is now. Still another warning given by God that people don't need to. And it says in Acts chapter 17, "God commendeth all men everywhere to repent." When does God want all men everywhere to repent? Now. Not tomorrow, or next week, or even next year, but now. You know, in another chapter in the Bible, it speaks about a great supper, and the guests are invited. Excuse me. And the guests are invited, for all things are now ready. But what happened? They all began to make excuses. Just like today. Could I ask you, what is your excuse? Is it your pals? Could be anybody. Could be anything. God has done all He can do to save you. I said at the beginning, He gave His Son, and His Son came into this world to seek and to save all that are lost. He died on the cross for your sins and mine. And right now, with all your heart, confess your sins and believe in the finished work of His Son. I don't think that's a difficult thing to do. Sure, I admit it. It sounds simple. Logic tells us that anything as precious as eternal or everlasting life must be difficult to attain. It requires great effort by an individual. But listen, believe God. Take God at His word, and you shall have everlasting life. It says in Hebrews, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation provided by God, not just by the death of his Son, but Christ had to come into this world. He had to be born, take on the shape of man, he had to die on Calvary, he had to be raised from the dead the third day. In John 3:36 we read these words: he that believeth the Son hath everlasting life. He that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. The choice is yours. In Joshua we read, and it says, choose you today whom you will serve. But for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. There are many other scriptures in the Bible which focus on the fact that today, yes, right now, and why is this? With no guarantee of tomorrow. In closing, can I just say, take Christ as your Saviour right now. The Word of God, which cannot lie, says that you will be saved for time and, thank God, for eternity. Words from the text we read was, come now, today, not tomorrow. Tomorrow may be too late, and there's the same in the world. Tomorrow never comes. Let's pray. Our Father, once again we thank thee for thy Son. We thank you for this precious shed blood that cleanses from all sin, not some, but from all sin. And our Father, we pray for the gathering this evening. And we pray for those who possibly listen to this on the internet, that we speak to each individual, because it is an individual thing to do. It's personal to take Christ as your Saviour. God has supplied a way back to himself. And we just pray this evening that some soul might say, Christ for me. And now, our Father, we just ask that there will be, with all nice things, we pray for those at this time who are going through times of trial and tribulation. We think of freedom. We think of Gordon. Think of Jean. And our Father, we just ask that they'll draw near, strengthen, and keep them. And once again, we ask all this in his wonderful name. Amen.